why do I have natural hair? They couldn't understand why I love my curly locks, why I take so much pride in my stride and walk through life with what people call a Brillo pad on my head. Why I went through the rigorous transition, mine on a mission to remove all the chemicals, removing all the unnatural to become natural. And I gave them a simple yet complicated answer. I want to be able to spread my philosophy like cancer, cause you gotta have a reason for doing something. It can't just be for fashion or cause you saw everyone else do it, but do it for the plight of my people. See, the plight is a somewhat sad but powerful place. We gotta look at it as a positive to push through our barriers. See, I wear my natural hair for the plight of my people, for the African who told his elder, Karibe, meaning do you have peace? For the African adult who replied, Kara Darong, meaning peace only. For the ancestor slave who continuously picked cotton in the hot sun all day. For the slave child who was ripped away from their mother only to be chained themselves. For the house nigga who had to cook, clean, and take care of masses' children. Oh, and don't forget to tend the masses' needs. Products of miscegenation for a nation who stole us from our homeland. I wear this natural hair for all the dogs that were sticked on my fellow black brothers and sisters while fighting for us to have rights in a country that didn't view us as right. For all the colors that sat in the churches praying to God for a better tomorrow for you and me. For the hymns and Negro spirituals that were written for my pain. For the little black girls that were burned in the 16th Street Baptist Church. See, I wear this natural hair for Martin Luther King, cause he even had a dream to see our people progress. Distress across the land, cause they even killed the man for standing up for you and me. No chemicals, cause I don't want any negative reactions to all the discrimination, dissemination among everyone darker than Casper the Ghost. Don't get it twisted, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm just a realist, not a racist. I just observe what I see. Wake up, my people. I'm not saying this as a political statement or a collusion to a plan, but I'm using my outlet of poetry to invoke some thought. So my hair is even a statement for my father who went to segregated schools, for all the black people the government has experimented on, and they wonder why we don't trust the home of the free and the land of the brave and justice for all. That's hilarious, cause I'm not American. At the end of the day, I don't know where I belong. It's from my great aunt who taught little black girls and black boys how to read and write. This curl right here is for the little girl who ran home and cried cause she felt like the kids at school didn't like the color of her skin. This curl is for all the black men that keep piling in these jails. This ringlet is for all the transgenerational transference that occurs in our psyche. Trying to move past the past, but those 100 years of slavery just can't leave our mind. So we continue to be in a bind. For the ancestors I feel as I pass the cotton fields driving through North Carolina. The souls of our people crying out, see, I wear this natural hair for my beautiful people, light skin, dark skin, caramel mocha. All the struggle, all the heartache, all the pain, all the tears and sadness trailing through our history. So please, don't criticize my hair. It actually means something to me. I wear my natural hair for the plight of my people, for the continuous struggle we can't seem to shake. So I pose the question, why do you wear natural hair? Is it cause you understand the struggle, or is it cause you thought it looked good? Cause see, it's more than that. The fact of the matter is we gotta find ways to fight back. Fight back with bold statements any way we know how. The Black Panthers put their fist up. Martin had a dream. Malcolm X believed in fighting back. Rosa sat in front of the bus and didn't move. Harriet had the Underground Railroad for a dream of freedom. Oh, I could go on for days explaining what every strand of my hair represents. Not standing oppression, but teaching many lessons to fight back for all that they think that we may lack. My natural hair, cause I'm speaking for myself, is for the plight of my people. Yeah.